Martin McDermott, chairman of Glengad United, welcome along to Highland. How are you doing?
Good, Oisin. Thank you very much for having me on today.
Yeah, and listen, it's a busy period for Glengad United, obviously celebrating their 50th anniversary. There's a big event planned coming up for the Maybank holiday weekend. We'll talk about that in a moment. But I suppose, what's it been like this year, putting all these preparations together, and what's the feel like around the club at the moment, Martin?
Yeah, look, there's great excitement in the club at the moment. I mean, these preparations, I suppose, to be fair, have been going on for quite a number of years. Going back to when we started off the project, as you know, Glengad played behind the National School there in that field beside the community centre. It just wasn't big enough. We didn't have the room there to do and to expand the facilities that we needed to for underage and for reserve football, senior football. So we went about trying to get somewhere in Glengad to build a football pitch. And Oisin, I'm sure you know Glengad as well as me. Not really wild many places in Glengad you can build a football pitch that's is not full of rock. So we, I suppose, a few of us at the time, Liam McLean, Paddy Doherty and other people, we looked at a plot of land that was sort of, as you leave Glengad heading to Malin Head, sort of going up the hull road, and there was a plot of land there that was probably, people thought we were mental at the time of even thinking about trying to make football facilities on there. But we did, we started, and we started off and we made the football pitch, then we expanded and we done an Astro pitch, which has moved on now to having probably one of the best football pitches, with fence around it, with floodlights, Astro with floodlights, changing rooms, tire car park and proper facilities now. And I suppose if you looked at it back then and looked at what we've achieved now, you wouldn't believe what could be achieved and the amount of work and time and dedication that so many in the club has put into it. We're delighted to be where we are today with it.
Yeah, and it was a bit of a fortress to go to Glengad. It was a tough place for the opposition teams.
Yeah, look, there was never a nice day in Glengad. It was always windy and it was always blowy, even on a good day. So, I mean, lots of teams never liked coming to Glengad, and particularly to the new pitch, which is a very big pitch. And you know, through the years, Glengad had lots of good, talented players, fast players that suited them on a big wide pitch. And there weren't too many teams, even national teams, that would have wanted to come to Glengad to play.
Yeah, there was a period of about 6 or 7 years where the club won 22 trophies, Martin, which was a phenomenal achievement for a club your size, and to keep so many good players together for such a long period of time. And it was under the direction of Liam McLean and Shane Byrne were the two managers during that successful period as well. But listen, you've worked very, very hard off the field to keep the club going, but on it, the group of players that you had worked extremely, extremely hard to get the trophies, and they were a talented group, so they were.
They were, and I suppose, Oisin, you know, suppose every club or any club would be lucky to have a group of players that we had that came through from, you know, under 10s, under 12s, 14s, 16s, 18s, up to reserve and senior level. And that group of players, as you mentioned, Liam McLean would have been, you know, at the forefront of that, and it would have brought that young team through. And they were touching, winning the league on a number of occasions, a couple of years, 2 or 3 years in advance of winning it. Then at that time, Liam felt he took the team as far as he could take them, and then we looked for a manager, and then Shane Byrne came in. Shane, he's, as you know well, with his soccer experience, which is not just known in Donegal, is known all over the country, who would have worked in ATU and still with ATU, and brought, I suppose, a different angle to the team and to the club, and he brought that team on to some great success. You know, probably the highlight of that success, like winning the National League, you know, four times in a row, four years in a row, has never been done before. And then I suppose the pinnacle of that, I suppose, was getting to the quarterfinal of the FA Senior Cup and playing Waterford in McGinn Park. That was, you know, a special day for a club where it comes from a very small population of people, only 700 or 800 people in the Glengad area. And, you know, having a number of other clubs around, you know, Malhead, Kildaff, Glenelly, all around the same area, it's just brilliant for the club, and it was a momentous day for everyone. But I suppose our eye was always on trying to bring facilities to the best facilities we could, and we kept at that even after. We kept on pushing, and we kept on pushing to get the facilities for the next generation of players that comes along.
Yeah, just on that day in 2019, you've really put it up to Waterford. Waterford needed two late goals on that occasion to progress through to the quarterfinals of the FA Cup. But it was dream stuff for a small club like Glengad. That's probably the biggest game he's ever participated in.
Oh, there's no doubt that's without a doubt the biggest game that we've ever participated on. I mean, there are not many teams in any show around Donegal that for a team and coming from such a small club that would have participated in such an event and such a big event again. You know, senior team, senior players that were, sort of semi-professional footballers, and it was, look, our boys were excellent on the day. They were excellent at that time. We had just a fantastic group of players, and we brought on some players at the time as well, a few from different areas that made the team stronger. And you know, it just was, that team could have went anywhere at that time. But look, it's like every team, every club gets its day, and that team passes on, then you move on to the next level, and that's where we are at the moment. And hopefully we'll be back there someday as well.
On a player's point of view, we can't name everybody, obviously, that came through Glengad and particularly was part of that trophy-laden period for the club. But you were recognised at international level on the amateur front for your successes and the quality of players that you've had. Matthew Byrne had a considerable amount of time played at both the Irish amateur side, and John Jared McLaughlin and Terence Doherty to that extent too were also part of it, which was obviously a huge bonus for the club as well, having so many players getting caps at international level, Martin.
Yeah, I mean, like that's what any club would strive themselves for, is to get their players to be playing at the international level. And you know, those players, and they were fantastic at that time, and they wore their heart for Glengad and the Glengad jersey. And then when they got the opportunity to play for Ireland, like any boyhood dream would want to play for Ireland, and those boys got that opportunity, and rightly so, because you know, at that time, that team was as good as any team in Ireland at junior football level, and absolutely that team could have went on and played at a higher level at that time. There's no doubt about that. But it was great for the club, and as I say, great for those players to get that opportunity to play at a national level.
Yeah. Just looking at things currently around the club, obviously it's been a number of years since you've got your hands on a trophy, but you mentioned there about the under-10s and the underage, that them players all worked their way up through the age brackets and then represented senior. How's things going at the moment there, Martin?
Yeah, look, I mean, there's lots of... We have under-8s, 10s, 12s, 14s, 16s. There's lots going on within the club at underage level. Stephen McLaughlin, Mary McLaughlin put a lot of work onto our underage structure, getting it together and getting it up and running. You know, look, we're building, and it's not easy washing for rural clubs at the minute. As you know, the rural clubs struggle with numbers versus the bigger clubs in the towns, and it's no different for us than it is for any of the other rural clubs around Inishowen or around Donegal. The school numbers are not what they were, and so you don't have the numbers like we used to have. But look, we have a good team there at reserves, good young reserves team. We have a good young senior team now that is probably just pupping to get back to the Premier Division and is shown, and you know, nearly made it this year. I would say that they definitely will be in a position to be fighting for getting back to the Premier Division and is shown next year. And that's, you know, on the stewardship of Stephen McLaughlin, and who does fantastic work. So, you know, lots going on within the club. There's lots going on at every age group. But that's what we've been working for, and that's what our facilities are for. And, you know, our day will come round again when we'll have the success we had a number of years back, and we look forward to that.
Yeah. So then tell us what's happening on the weekend of the 50th anniversary, Martin.
Look, I suppose that we're 50 years. The club started back in 1976. A local man, Barney McDade, Barney Cooper, Started at Glengarriff Football Club. We played in a number of different places at that time. We Glengarriff would have started playing and would have played out in where Carramina plays now for a number of years. Played in Malin Town, played in Kildaff, played in different homes throughout that period of time, and predominantly played behind the school in Glengarriff at the school pitch up until the late 2000s, 2007, 2008, when we moved up to the Crua. I suppose that Barney was tragically lost then in 1987 in a drowning tragedy in Glengarriff. And that was a big hit to the club at that time. It actually went out of existence for a year. It was that much of a blow to the club. But we got things back up and running again. And you know, a lot has to be put down to those boys that seen the foresight to start a club, particularly in, you know, a smaller area. And then I suppose, Josh, we built it from that, and we had some great success through the 80s. There would have been great success in Glengarriff Football Club. Through the 90s, there would have been lots of success, particularly in Division One, Father Garrett's Cups and all that. But I suppose it really hit then in the 2000s when that team started to come through in late 2000s into the between 2010, 2020, where we had great success. But look, you know, we've a lot of success and had a lot of success on the pitch, but to be fair, there's a lot of success off the pitch. We have a great group of committee that's been together for years now, working together and very tight knit. And like, we started that pitch 22 years ago, and it takes a lot to keep a committee and keep everybody working together for 22 years to deliver the facilities that we have. You know, we didn't get a lot of state funding. It's only in recent years that we really got state funding. We built the football pitch. We raised the money for doing all that. We raised the money locally. We ran a lotto and we ran different events. But then we applied for funding for an Astro through Leader, and we got money through that, which built a new Astro. And then we had the pitch. We applied for community recognition, which got the fence around the pitch. And then we applied for Sports Capital in the last programme to get the floodlights done. We then got Clare monies then to do the car park, but the main change rooms themselves was done a lot of voluntary work by a lot of people within the club and people outside the club and people in the local community who've done a massive amount of work, and we can't thank the community in Glengarriff enough. We're so proud of what we've achieved there and what the community's achieved, because you know, you don't get that in every community, and we're really lucky that we have that in our community. We're a close-knit community and people pull together, and I suppose the school and the football club is the heartbeat of any local area, and that's where people come together, and that's what people fight for, and that's what people, you know, put their hand in their pocket and you know, done anything that they could, supported all our events that we ran. We're probably somewhere in the region of 800,000 or 900,000, close to £1 million spent on a facility there, with state funded of about 350,000. So you can see the amount of money that was raised outside that to have those facilities, and you know, we're really proud of that.
Did you answer my question about what was planned for the weekend?
No, I'll come to that now.
Right.
And so the weekend of the opening, Oisin, we're having so it starts at 3 o'clock on the Sunday, and we're having an underage blitz with a number of different teams from different clubs coming, and then at 4 o'clock we'll have the official opening, and I'm delighted to announce, and I want to thank Derry City and Philip O'Doherty. James McLean is going to officiate the opening, with James McLean's coming down to do the opening of the football pitch. We will also have the Minister for Sport, Charlie McConlogue, and we'll have a number of other dignitaries there as well on the day. And then on that evening, then we have a gala dinner in the lodge in Ballyleffin to celebrate 50 years of Glengarriff Football Club, where there will be, you know, memorabilia and pictures and just talking maybe to players that played, some of the players that would have played in that very first game that Glengarriff played in the league back in 1976 against Cairn. We'll have players there that actually played in that game and would have played for Glengarriff throughout that. So some stories and some good stories and some, you know, remembering the people that we've lost throughout the way as well, and very important people within our club, and remembering them as well. But so hopefully it'll be it'll be a great day and a great celebration, a great night, and we're just looking forward to that now. The hard work has been done, and we're looking forward to that now, Oisin.
All right then, Martin. Listen, all we can do is wish you and everybody involved with Glengad the very best of luck over your 50th anniversary weekend, and enjoy it. Have a good time.
Thanks, Josh.